Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Living Color.
We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The bell's rung. That means we are live on Facebook and here at the Indie Wrestling Show. I want to welcome everybody. We got a big show, great show lined up for you today. We're going to go everything Indie Wrestling. We have a special guest. Probably you know by now, I've been following on Facebook. But before I get to that, as always, I want to welcome my good friend, the co-host, the leader of Sports Talk with Friends, Uncle Leroy Jr. How are you doing today?
Wow, what up, Chris, baby? This is dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior, kicking it with my dude Chris Castillo. I gotta get that last day together, brother.
Castillo means castle in English. That's what it is. So, like I said, we have an action-packed show today. But before we get to that, Uncle Leroy Jr., tell everybody how they can follow you on your Sports Talk with Friends page.
Oh, man. Look, if I'd have known you were going to put me on the spot like this, I would have worn my Sunday's best. But, hey, yeah, this is dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Don't say the Junior. If you can't say the Leroy at all. But, yeah, you know, what I do is we got about a 3,000-strong membership community, Sports Talk with Friends on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter, which is STWF, which is the acronym for Sports Talk with Friends, _ Uncle Leroy Jr. And look, hey, we got something new. We actually got a group on DraftKings. So if you are involved in any type of fantasy football, look us up. This is what we do. Sports Talk with Friends. Talk Sports 24/7, baby.
That's right. That's right. And with that, Uncle Leroy, if you could take us into our first break, and we'll be back with our special guest. Everyone stay tuned. You're listening to the Indie Wrestling Show.
We'll be right back.
All right. All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and you brought her back. Okay, so are you there, Thunder? Thunder Rosa? Is she there?
She should
Hello?
Be. Hold on. Oh,
what's up, everybody watching Facebook Live right now? You're hearing the break segment of the show. If you want to call in, it's 516-453-6092. Call in now. Hear the show live. Don't just look at me. Well, I know you like looking at me, but call in the show here live. Join the show. Get active. All right.
She should be. She's on.
Okay.
It keeps switching her. Hold on. We're about to have a quick technical.
Okay. That means we're back from our first break, and it is my pleasure, everybody out there listening, the 3,000 people on Facebook, the 500 listeners that we have every week, to introduce my special guest this week. She is the unstoppable La Mera Mera herself, wrestling out of San Antonio, Texas, internationally known. If you don't know her, you're about to get to know her. You got a special treat for her. The great Thunder Rosa is here tonight. Thunder Rosa, tell everybody how you're feeling tonight.
I am feeling great, awesome. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for more gold, and I'm hungry. I haven't eaten my fourth meal of the day.
Wow, you must be hungry then. You work out hard, that's what happens. And if you could say hello to my co-host, Uncle Leroy Jr., please.
Hi, Uncle Leroy Jr., how are you?
She got the name right.
Hey, wait,
I was ringing the bell when he was his name right.
Yeah, we gotta give you a round of applause on that one because not many people get Uncle Leroy right. But hey, what up? Welcome to the show, Thunder Rosa.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's like very exciting when I get to do like podcasts or interviews in places that I haven't been to. I'm excited.
Well, we're definitely glad to have you, Thunder Rosa. We know you're very busy. You have a very busy schedule. I get tired just watching you travel all the time. I've told you that in person several times. But we're going to jump straight into the interview. One is going to ask you, a lot of fans have been asking me, how did you come up with the name Thunder Rosa? How'd that come about?
We were on the road and we were just like, you know, like trying to figure out what to, you know, use for my character. That was before I started wrestling when I was managing. So you don't want to be called Mel or, you know, my real name. So I used to work at a place called Thunder Road, and we decided to, at that moment I was still working there when I first started training for wrestling. And we took the Thunder from there, and the Road, we took it and we put Rosa so we can have something like kind of like Mexican American. So, and
wow.
So that's what we did. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well,
that is
the place, and then also the place, it's very special to me because it's a rehab facility for teenagers that have a dual diagnosis with alcohol or drugs and then mental health disabilities.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Wow. That's really cool. I was also going to ask, because I've seen you, I've been following you for a while now, as far as like on Facebook, I don't want to get it twisted for everybody out there.
Wait, no, he's lying. He's been following you.
No, but
he's been trolling. He's been trolling, baby.
Right.
I don't troll. Nothing but love and support for my people out there. You know that. But what was it like wrestling in Japan? As far as like, what's the culture out there? Like the fans, how do they respond to you out there? How was that like?
It was a culture shock for me because I was very new in the business when I first went there for my first tour. I stayed there for 3 months, and that the company was going through a transition, so I had like really, really like this crazy expectation. So when I got there, I was like, oh, it wasn't that bad, you know. So it was really cool because like I was able to create a lot of the first time that I went there was like all about networking. Like there were so many people from so many different places, and I got a lot of contacts. Like I met a lot of cool people from all over the world, and that helped me like, you know, get to other places after I went there. Wrestling wise, the psychology and everything else is completely different than what I was used to. So that really helped me, you know, grow a lot as a performer, because it's like the expectations were different. Like, What I had in mind was completely different for what, you know, promoter had in mind. So I had to really grow fast and quick once I came back to the United States.
I noticed that.
So, well, my question is, so what was the first thing you ate? Like, being in Japan, you know, hey, I want a box of chicken, me. So, like, I don't know if they sell chickens out there in Japan. So what do you remember, like, what you ate out there in Japan?
The first thing I went to there was a grocery store, like probably like a block or two from my house. So I went straight to the grocery store, and I remember just like, you know, being in shock that I was in Japan. And I was super like super tired, but I remember getting a bento box. I love Japanese food. I always like Asian food, like Chinese, Vietnamese, all kinds. Japanese is one of my favorites. So when I went there, you know, I was in heaven. So I got that bento box, and I remember, like, I was like, damn, good. It was really, really good.
Yes, the culture definitely is different. I lived in Yokosuka for a while back in the Navy. But my next question is for you. I've been seeing, you know, I mean, this rivalry between you and Sammy Guevara. I mean, there's a lot of bad blood there. But at that sabotage match you had with Sammy Guevara, you made a promo video of you riding a horse and working out. What was that inspired by? And does anything stand out about that match?
You know what? That promo was inspired after one of my really loyal fans on Twitter posted it. And he was like, hey, Mel, now that you're in Texas, you should train like this. So I sat down with my friend Rogelio, who's like my brother. He works for DZW up in Dallas, and he's been doing a lot of projects like that, right? And I was like, dude, you think we can like pull this off? So it took us about a month to like plan it all together, and his sister was able to get me a horse, like, so I could ride a horse. And in my life, just like, bear in mind, I never ridden a horse in my entire life. So it was like we did the working out part in like some random people's gym, like at 2 a.m. And then after that, the next day we had to go to ride, like, so I can ride the horse. It was like 41 degrees outside, and I was wearing booty shorts and a bra, like sports bra. I was freezing. I was terrified.
It was cold.
And I had 2 hours. No, it was like an hour, right? I had an hour to learn how to ride a horse. So I had to learn how to, like, ride a horse in an hour.
So how did that, how
wow,
many
that
times did
you
fail? For real.
What was that?
How many times did you fall? Like, because riding a horse.
Thank God. Boo, like, a guy was my friend. Like, he was there with me. Jesus was there with me the whole entire time. I didn't fall once. The people that were teaching me how to ride the horse were very kind. It was like, I went and run with the horse like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, I'm ready. Let me take my clothes off. Let's do this.
Hey,
he's ready. The horse is ready.
That's cool.
Yes, and for everyone who's wondering, you can see that video. I posted that in more of Thunder Rosa on the Indie Wrestling Show Facebook page. Now, last month, Thunder Rosa, I was at work, which sometimes it happens at night. but you were here in my hometown of Corpus Christi, which I think is we adopted you as a citizen here. This is your second hometown, Corpus Christi. And how did it feel when you made history, becoming the first female in Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance history to become their heavyweight champion? I mean, how was that like?
I mean, I was not expecting it, to tell you the truth. Like, working for this promotion has been, like, very special to me because, like, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of Selena. And she's, mm-hmm. you know, the queen of Texas. And then, of course, she's the queen of, you know, Corpus Christi. So for them to, like, put a title like that on me, it means a lot, you know, because it just gives a precedent how, like, one person and let's talk about gender, a woman can make a change in such, like, short amount of time. It means a lot, you know. I know that they haven't had a lot of women presence in the show for a little while. And since I came mm-hmm. in, like, Jeff has been super supportive and very happy with the performance that I've been able to do at the show. And, like, the connection that I have with the fans is really strong and
yes.
getting stronger. So I'm just really blessed that I am able to say that I was, like, the first women heavyweight champion in Gulf Coast.
Well,
I'm really happy about it.
Well, let me say that. Yeah. That's very intimidating, saying you're a heavyweight. Like, Chris, you didn't tell me you had a badass on the show tonight.
She is. Also, what you don't know is probably because Thunder Rosa, Uncle Leroy Jr. is a wrestling fan, but mainly he's a mainstream into WWE. Now he's getting involved with indie wrestling, but I don't think he knows that you also wrestle as Cobra Moon from Lucha Underground. I mean, you are international. That's why I said internationally known.
Wow.
Yeah, I do wrestle as Cobra Moon, and I am actually holding one of the trios titles. We are holding the trios titles right now with Dada and Jeremiah Crane or Sammy, you know, Callahan.
Wow.
So, I wrestle big, short, small, medium, all kinds of guys, and like
yes.
I'm used to getting hit, and I can take a beating, and I'm not afraid of anybody. Literally, like, you know,
that
like I remember one of the matches that, you know, actually I was on ESPN magazine, and then I was on the ESPN cover for that. I think it was this month of September for Intergender Wrestling was one of the very tough matches with Chris Dickinson and his partner for in an Intergender show. Enola. So, you know, like that tells you something. It's like, I'm really blessed
wow.
that, like I said, a lot of the promoters trust in my abilities as a wrestler, not as a women wrestler, but as a wrestler. And that will put
mm-hmm.
me with anybody, transgender, gay, lesbian, female, male, it doesn't matter. Like, I take it as the same.
Wow. Yes. And I've seen you wrestle them all. I've seen you wrestle in big venues, small venues, and it's all the same. The people love you. The wrestlers look up to you. I mean, it's really good. And you being a role model for all women and any wrestler, do you have any advice for maybe someone listening or someone out there that's thinking maybe they want to be a pro wrestler? Like, what does it take to be a pro wrestler?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like when people use the word role model.
What do you mean?
Like,
you
yeah.
put some weight on your shoulders.
I don't know.
You feel the pressure.
Yeah, it is. It feels like, you know, pressure. I feel like I am somebody that has a lot of passion for what I do. I believe in what I do, and I believe in gender equality, you know, and in the business, because I think that there's still a lot, you know, that we need to work on in general, like in the mainstream and the indies, because, you know, there's women in more spots in general in a lot of the shows. But that's a conversation for another time. But for those that want to get into wrestling now, especially now in the climate of women's wrestling that we are on, you really need to be prepared to to perform I'm not one of the real athlete, but as an athlete. You know, there's like the
yes.
bras and panties matches are like long gone. Like they expect
yes.
you to be an athlete, to be able to jump, to be able to kick, to be able to like do all kinds of stuff. And you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. You need to prepare yourself inside and outside the ring. So this is, for me, this is serious. This is sacred. And I earned my spot in the ring in the last 4 years that I've been you know, wrestling and train and everything. I feel, and I can tell you with confidence, that I have earned my spot, and I have worked so hard for the brand. It's me, my husband, my family, like all the sacrifices that we've done to be where we are and to earn the respect that we have earned, you know, it's because we work really, really hard. And like, I see like all the up and coming, and I see all those really hungry girls that want to get, you know, the spot. I need to work harder to keep that spot. And that's the mentality that all these new people need to have.
That is true. And I can testify. I mean, I'm out there with the wrestlers and the community, and you are respected. I mean, definitely no one. I mean, you work just as hard as anybody else out there. Uncle Leroy, do you have any questions for Thunder Rosa?
Oh, man, do I? So the first one, I don't want to put you on first 48. Is that okay, Thunder Rosa?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, so it seemed like, you know, you said you're not afraid to, you know, get in the ring and, you know, and fight and take a beating. Mm-hmm. So which one, you know, which fight was the most memorable to you? Like, which one you learned your lesson from, if any?
A lesson? When I was in Japan, actually, it was like my third match, and it was a tag match with Kimura-san. She was one of my senpais, and I was very green, and I didn't know how to sell properly, so she teach me how to sell. So ever since then, you know, I made an effort that it's important to tell the story, and then it's important to, like, give significance to, like, every hit that you get and like, you know, to make sure that you put your opponent over and then make them, you know, that makes, makes, you know what I'm talking about. But that was very memorable because I got a concussion after that.
Oh, wow, yeah. Even that you remember the concussion, that you know it was memorable.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Very much so.
That is cool.
Wow.
So my next, we've had like some MMA fight. We had some MMA fighter, and we had one particularly. She was a female, and, you know, she works out, and you all seem to have the same passion. And she was like, most of her battles and her preparation was mental more than physical. So how do you feel about that? Because you made a valid point that I want to highlight, to whereas, you know, especially being a female wrestler, athlete, or anything female, you know, you got to take away that whole I'm cute connotation. It's like, you know, hey, now you said that you got to be like an athlete. So double salute to you and all the females out there, the female wrestlers. But when you, you know, when you prepare for a match and you work out, is it, how do you feel? Is it more physical or more mental?
No, it is mental, because, like, every time that you step in the ring with somebody, like, that person is different, especially if you haven't worked them in a little while. Sometimes you get to work the same person, like, a bunch of times because you guys have, like, a feud or whatever. But, like, when I travel and work in different states or in different companies, like, I don't know how the, like, crowd is going to react. Like, it's just, you got to taste it and you got to, like, work differently. And, lately I've been my abilities have been put to test because I work with, like, very challenging people in terms of, like, they're very athletic, like, their style is completely different than my style, so I have to adapt to that and make sure that whatever I do, it's gonna, like, we can meet in the middle. So I just have to be confident to what I can do and what I can't do and say no when I don't feel comfortable doing certain things. But But I like challenges. I always like challenges. I am the type of person that, you know, is motivated by doing things that will challenge me, will make me a better person and a better athlete.
Wow.
That is awesome. Now, Thunder Rosa, you know, I support you when I go to the shows. And right now on Facebook Live, I am sporting my Thunder Rosa workout towel that was news in action today. And everybody's always asking me, who's this? And I tell them, well, go to the shows and go meet her and follow her. But for those who can't make it out to the shows and buy, like, a shirt or an autograph picture, how could they get a hold of your merchandise or follow you on social media? How could they do that?
Well, definitely, if you want to get my merchandise, I'm doing everything through either Google Pay or PayPal. They can hit me up on my like page, Thunder Rosa, send me a message and say, hey, I want this. I actually just got new merch that I need to put a picture on. And they can also hit me up on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. My Instagram is at Thunder Rosa 22, and my Twitter is at Thunder Rosa 22 too. So all of that, I'm very active. And also I've been very, very active in the last couple of days with YouTube. You can see a bunch of my like daily adventures with Junior, with my husband, with my friends,
yes.
with, like random people. You know, it's like very short videos. I don't edit them. It's just like how it is, like just natural me. That's like, you know, that people 100, want to know and stuff like that.
Yes, definitely want to encourage everyone to subscribe. I subscribe to your channel. I follow other wrestlers, but definitely I support you guys that way. But I know tonight's a special night, so I'm going to give you the floor if there's anything you want to give a shout-out to or anyone, any message for the fans or to your husband. Thunder Rosa, this is your time.
Yeah, well, I just want to say happy birthday to my husband. He's listening to me right now. Actually, listening to me.
All right.
I also want to say hi to my cousin. She's probably not listening, but she just got her baby today.
Wow.
Okay. Deliver her baby. And I want to say to all my fans in Corpus Christi and all over Texas that I am so humbled that all of you guys come to the shows, that you guys support me with your hard-earned money, and always, always, always buy merch. You guys are very generous, like with that, with gifts, with the hugs, with putting me over on social media. And I am nothing but blessed that I can be an entertainer, that I can be, like you guys say, a role model for some of you, and I can motivate you to do something and get out of your couch and do something that you love.
That's right. Well, definitely we thank you from Uncle Leroy. Great job today. And Uncle Leroy, anything final you want to say to Thunder Rosa before we let her go?
Wow, just double salute. Like, you know, I'm inspired. You know, you watch out for Uncle Leroy wrestling. I might make it. <win. laughs> But double salute,
wow.
And tell your hubby happy birthday from, you know, Sports
I
Talk
know.
With Friends. So, wow, we might have to get you back on here. What you think about that, Chris? You think we should get her back?
She's one of the best in the world at what she does. I mean, I told her 3 years ago, in my humble opinion, and I don't know if she remembers, she was taking a ride, and a real fast ride told her, I said, you know what, I need to let you know, in my humble opinion, Chris Castillo thinks you are one of the, if not the best wrestlers walking on the planet today, male or female.
Oh.
And that still holds true today, and I still stand by that.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm not there yet. I'm still, there's a lot of stuff that I need to work on, but thank you. I guess it's very humbling what you're saying today.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for taking time for us today. And enjoy that birthday with Brian. I'm jealous because I want some birthday cake. And thank you, Thunder Rosa, for being on the Indie Wrestling Show. We will see you down the road. And with that, we'll go to
all
the
right.
first second break.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome back. This has been a historic, great night. I am hyped, Uncle Leroy Jr. How you doing out there?
Hey, look, we Gucci down. Look, we hyped with you. Got my dog. She got her ears up. She barking. Hey, look, that was a great, we had a great show today.
Yes, Thunder Rosa brought it. Awesome wrestler, awesome person. And happy birthday, Brian Cervantes out there. Forgot he turns 32 years old today. So make sure to give me a high five, Brian, when you see me. But with that, Uncle Leroy Jr. being said, guess what time it is?
Oh, it's the time where I get all teary-eyed. Is that what it is now?
You would be wrong. It is time for Chris's Corner. What that means, ladies and gentlemen out there, everyone listening on Sports Talk with Friends, all 3,000 of you, everyone on Indie Wrestling Nation and the Indie Wrestling Show Facebook page, and all y'all listening right now or later on, means that we're going to go over some shows that every week I post. Hey, you want to be mentioned on the Indie Wrestling Show? Hey, post your flyer. I'll talk about it. And you know, we talk about a show that very big time, very big show to me. It's an Amazing Pro Wrestling, Texas Wrestling Faction Super Show that's going down this Sunday, September 30th at the Iron Body Gym. Thunder Rose, who was on the show, will be there live. And yours truly, Chris Castillo, the greatest, and I'm going to say it, the greatest general manager in the history of Texas, will be there at the Victory Rumble 30-man Royal Rumble. It's going to be an awesome show. We're going to have also follow along on the Facebook page, everybody. Ricardo Rodriguez, the Laredo Kid, Thunder Rosa, the great, will be there. And, of course, for the second week on the show, Dirty Sanchez gets mentioned. He will be there, Uncle Leroy Jr. You were waiting for that. Also, October 19th, not far down the road, if you look, there she is, Thunder Rosa, with the Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance Heavyweight Championship. You see Laredo Kid, Sammy Guevara will be in the house. Who, I don't know who's going to wrestle who. Chris Marvel, Johnny Swole will be there. And Ben Galvano, who's representing Corpus Christi, will be there in the house. Remember old Papa Lope, the chicken man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a turkey leg.
Yes, that's our boy down in San Antonio, Texas also. Yeah, everybody's up in San Antonio. I'm thinking, maybe I should take a trip down there pretty soon.
Hey, I think that might be. We're going to have to take a trip down there. I was down there. We're going to go back down there. It was pretty cool down there.
I like San Antonio. So over there, you're going to see El Papalote. He's on the flyer. He's supposed to be there in the house. Yep. DJ Stars will be there. Amazing Roots from last week will be there. Indy Star and Ramsey's and Chino Reyes, just to mention a few. Also, Renegade Wrestling Revolution, September 29th. Thunder Rosa is everywhere. Like I said earlier, she travels a lot. I mean, you're seeing shows that she's going to be in Corpus Christi, Laredo, and here in Katy, Texas on September 29th at Renegade Wrestling Revolution with Cristiano and Hyun Young and Thunder Rosa. Also, on November 8th, there's going to be Intergender Tag Team Invitational from Dallas Championship Wrestling, my favorite tag team. I don't know if you heard of them, Uncle Leroy Jr., but I think you would like them. The name of this tag team is Fun and Sexy. And you know why they're called that?
Are they women wrestlers?
Yes. That's Baby D and Phoebe. It's because they really are. They are fun and sexy. I mean, I can't get enough of that tag team. And that's up in your neck of the woods out there in Fort Worth. So you might have to get down there. You might have to get down there and say hi. Say hi for the Indie Wrestling Show. And last show that I want to bring up, remember Alexis Hewitt? She was on a good friend of the show. She was one of our guests here recently. She's recovering from a surgery. And on Saturday, October 13th in San Antonio, Texas, everything San Antonio, at the Texas Wrestling Center, there's going to be a benefit show for Alexis. So definitely everybody help out if you can. For more details, check out my Facebook page and the flyer. And now, Uncle Leroy, I think we are at your favorite part of the show. Do you want to know what that is? It's time for Chris's Corner. It is time for Chris's Corner, of course. So what we're going to do is, well, before that, before I get into Chris's Corner, Uncle Leroy, is there anything you want to say any shout-outs to or any of your fans or anything you have to say for Sports Talk with Friends?
Oh, man. Just get your game up. Be ready for this week. That's all. They already know what's happening. You know, we talk all day 24/7. But shout-out to everybody that's active in the group. If you're not active, get active. If you're not a part of the group, find us on Facebook, Sports Talk with Friends. This is your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. Don't say the Jr. if you can't say the Leroy.
And I want to give a shout-out to Mike Lowry and Little Jimmy. I don't know if I said that right, but I just wanted to say it. I just had to say it. And amazing route out there, Brian Cervantes. And also to my friend Jay. He's listening all the way from Cebu, Philippines. I mean, we have gone global with Indie Wrestling
hey.
Show.
He's
my friend listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're out there.
Yeah,
and with that,
hey, hold on. Before you do that, before I go, you know, start crying and get all emotional.
Yeah.
Hey, let me give a shout out to one of our listeners, Smoke Dog. You know what I'm saying? I know that you baby. Catch you, get
did
your game up, make
Snoop
your TV's, yeah, Smoke Dog. Smoke Dog.
wait. Hold on. Are you saying Snoop Dogg, like from California, Snoop Dogg, Jen and Juice, Snoop Dogg? Or I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
There's
AKA
Smoke Dog. Oh, okay. There's a big difference.
And it ain't the smoke,
well,
I tell you that.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave that one alone, Uncle Leroy Jr. Yeah. But that brings me up to Chris's final thought. And what I'm going to talk about is it's a cool story. Well, I have a friend. His name is King Oso. And King Oso is a popular wrestler in the state of Texas, and especially here in Corpus Christi, his hometown. He represents the Molina neighborhood. It's a neighborhood here in Corpus. And he told me, hey, Chris, come out to the wrestling show, Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance, and we'll kick back, have some sodas, eat a hot dog, whatever. Enjoy the show. All right, man. I'll meet you there at 7. Well, I get there at 7. At 7:30, I'm thinking, man, where is this guy at? He doesn't answer his phone or anything. So, guess what happened, Uncle Leroy Jr.?
He got left?
Well, it's kind of unbelievable. I'm sitting there, and the announcer says, after the great Ben Galvan, he's a very popular wrestler in the state, in a staple of Corpus Christi wrestling. He was in the ring already, and all of a sudden they said, and his opponent from Corpus Christi, Texas, I almost spilt my drink. He says, King Oso. And I'm like, what? I thought he was supposed to be hanging out with me. He comes out from the curtain, and he gets to the top of the ring and points at me. And I'm like, oh, my God, what in the heck? You know, so you think you're going to be hanging out with your boy, and then your boy's actually in the match. So the point of that story is you never know what your friends are setting you up for and what life happens. And I ain't got nothing more sentimental to say about that. But I thought that was a very cool story.
And what was his name? El Soto?
No. King Oso.
Oh.
He's going to be a guest. I'm going to get him on the show. He's a very entertaining guy. He's got a lot to say. He's a great person. King Oso is a great wrestler. So you'll get to know him down the road. He's a good person.
Okay.
All right. And with that, we're going to close out this action-packed show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, taking the time. Want to thank our special guest again from Lucha Underground, Cobra Moon, also known as Thunder Rosa.
Rosa.
Great wrestler. Follow her on Facebook. Subscribe to that YouTube. And follow us, the Indie Wrestling Show, at Facebook and Sports Talk with Friends. Get to know Uncle Leroy Jr. and the 3,000 people in that community. And with that, Uncle Leroy Jr., any final thoughts?
Final thoughts is you can take that Dallas Cowboys hat off, sir. It's Who That Nation over here.
All right.
That's
the end of the show, everybody. Thank you. You've been listening to the Indie Wrestling Show with Uncle Leroy Jr. and Chris Castillo. We'll see you next week.